You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Okay, that's how we move. On mama porch, I was sitting on the stool. Mama. When I hopped up, I took off to the moon.
Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen, whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whip it.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, they think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back back in again. Hey, hey, big up all that on me, backpack in again.
Wow.
A quarter on me, backpack in the Benz.
Cash, cash.
My diamond like Fiji, I'm yellow visa, ice out in this freezer, just cop the Luigi. Oh, take it easy, you tripping, I'm leaving. I drank in the freezer, this don't come easy. I'm trapping, I mean it. My belt double G me, that cooler, that heater. Take knots in your reader. I sent some shots through a white beater. Chopper knocking out of his feet. Don't call me little baby, I'm sorry, don't need you. That money I got shot up, then went up on features. Body for body, my some demons. We tiff it, tally, you busted and bleeding. Stopped in the line in the booth with my Nina. Back in the day, used to trap in the Beamer. I'm a true hustler, my the schemer. In her eyes and that looks the creamer. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whip it.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, they think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back back in again. Hey, hey, big up all that on me, backpack in again.
Wow.
Keep a quarter on me, backpack in the Benz.
Catch.
We're so froze, I can't shake hands, I gotta give you a pound. Wave my bank account, quadruple, think I'm still slanging pounds. Told them, catching my vote for who trying to get this dope across the border. Grew up, I'm from East Atlanta, but stand my ground like it's Florida. The judge, the bailiff, the local reporter. Tell the whole truth to my lawyer, grew up slicker than oil. Parked the dawn, wrote the ray to the truck with the odds. Look like Aurora, still a ship every time I bring out my cars. Stars by the bar, neighborhood superstar. 24K, Bruno Mars, down to the drawers. I'm thinking large, talking old money, Chico the bars. Blue sound 20, futuristic, moving this party.
Scooch. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen, whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whip it.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, they think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Hey,
on my grizzly, back back in again. Hey, hey, big up all that on me, backpack in again.
Wow.
Keep a quarter on me, backpack in the Benz.
Catch, catch.
That's right, that's what's up. We are here.
You know, young rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, you could have kept going. My bad. My bad. Go ahead. All right. This is When Men Talk on We Talk Radio. That's what's up, y'all. We back again for another weekend of When Men Talk here on We Talk Radio. D-Ray was playing a song and it sounded good. I didn't want him to stop. I didn't know if it was my time to come in or not. D-Ray, do me a favor. Go ahead and play that song out, and then we're gonna bring everybody in and go ahead and get started. All right. So we're gonna listen to it. We're gonna listen to a song.
You know.
Go ahead.
Young rich niggas. You know. So we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money though.
This young Metro, I don't trust you. I'm gonna shoot you.
Hey. Raindrops, drop top, smoking on cooking the hot pot,
cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dude.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Gah. All set.
Woo, 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 woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a
cool.
I take your bitch right from you.
You,
bitch, I'm a dog.
Woo.
Beat down her walls, loose.
Hey.
Hop in the frog.
Woo.
I tell that bitch to come for me.
Come for me.
I swear these niggas is under me.
Hey.
The hate and the devil keep jumping me.
Jumping me.
Back rows on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we do the most,
most.
Yeah. Pull up and goes.
Woo.
Yeah, my diamonds a choker. Holding up, I with no holster.
Bah.
Read the ruler, diamond cooler.
Cooler.
This a roller, not a mule.
Hey.
Dabbing on them like the usual.
Damn.
Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Courtside with a bad bitch.
Bitch.
Then I send the bitch through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi.
Nah.
Records on records, got backers on backers, so my money making my back ache.
Ah.
You niggas got a low act rate.
Act.
We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Fat cookie blunt in the ashtray.
Cookie.
Two bitches just now. No smash
that.
Hop in the limb, have a drag race. I let them birds take a bath, baby.
Hey.
Raindrops,
trip,
drop top, smoking, no cooking the hot pot,
cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a
tissue.
Bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dude.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
Four, I'm dropping muddy out of space. Kid Cuz, introduce me to your bitch as wifey, and we know she slutty. Broke a brick down, nutty, butty, now that nigga ducky. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you.
Huh?
Draco bad and bougie.
Draco.
I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded.
Private.
Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me boobies. When I'm on stage, show me boobies.
Hey.
Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks, I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop up. These bitches, they fucking suck dick and they busting for Instagram. Get your clout up. Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Float on the track like a Segway.
Go.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah,
I used to trap by the subway. Yeah, that way.
Go.
Young nigga trap with the AK.
Yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
Big Dyco, get a dope Macy. Gray.
Raindrops,
trip.
Drop top, smoking, no cooking the hot pot,
cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
Bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bro.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Yeah. I'll shoot back to the bone.
Ay,
wait, these niggas watching. I swear to God, they be my clones.
Hey,
yeah, hey, huh? Switching my hoes like my flows.
Whoa.
Switching my flows like my clothes.
Yeah.
Keep on shooting that gun, no reload. Ooh. Now she won't fuck with my crew. Cause the money come all out the roof. Try to Rari that bitch on the roof. Wait, what kind of Rari? 458. All of these niggas they hate. Try to hot shoot through the gate. Look, go to strip club, make it rain.
Yeah,
so much money they use rakes.
Dang.
Count 100,000 in your face. Yeah, then put 300 right in a safe. Met her today. Yeah, she talked to me like she knew me.
Yeah,
go to sleep in a jacuzzi. Yeah, waking up right to a two piece.
Yeah,
counting that paper like loose leaf.
Yeah,
getting that chicken with blue cheese.
Yeah,
boy you so fat like my collar. You snake and I swear to God that be that Gucci.
Yeah.
And you know we winning. Yeah, we is not losing. Try play your song, it ain't move me.
What?
Saw your girl once, that she choosing.
Yeah. Raindrop, drop top, drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot box. Fucking on your bitch, she a dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Hey, Bad and Bougie. That's what's up. That's what's up. We are live on We Talk Radio. This is When Men Talk. I think I got my fellas in. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Bad and Bougie.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
What up? Cal, what up? How y'all doing, man? Listen, it's another Saturday. We here on We Talk Radio with Men Talk. I got my boys with me. How y'all feeling?
Yo, man. I'm good.
That's what's up. 100.
I'm out here chilling in the nature.
That's what's up. Now listen, y'all go ahead and tell everybody who y'all are. Introduce yourselves. I think I got AT Cal and
Yes. Nah, I was just saying this AT Black up in here. You got Cal on the line. Y'all go ahead.
What's going on, man? It's Cal.
What's up, Cal?
What's happening, y'all? This is Kevin Tillett, a.k.a. Yeah. K. Anthony. We do the thing out here.
That's what's up. Listen, y'all, we got some hot topics we're going to talk about today. But y'all know how I am. We got to start with the sports, with the NBA, you know what I'm saying? The Lakers, they pulled off another victory on last night, 124-114. They go up nothing in the series. Yeah, as expected. Let's see here. Anthony Davis, he ended with 32 points last night. LeBron with 33. They got two more games till they are crowned the NBA Finals champions. How y'all feel about that?
Oh, man, you know, I mean, after this game, it ain't going to be too much exciting no more. We already know they're gonna get the chip, but
yeah,
congratulations to Anthony Davis though, man. Because I love to see when somebody get their first ring and enjoy that experience, man. Last night that ball was on fire, man. He could be stopped.
He was on point.
Yeah,
last
that whole
night.
Game was his, man. I think he's gonna end up being the MVP.
Yeah. He should. One thing I seen that they was talking about last night was how, you know, they was talking about how the team, they said there's no star on the team. Everybody's a star. So when they say that somebody is better than the other or whatever, they respect that because of the game, you know what I mean? As for different teams, you know, they got that star player and it's got to be their game or, you know, nobody else can get the credit for it or whatever the case may be. But the Lakers, man, they together, man. It don't matter who eating. As long as they winning, it don't matter who's scoring the most, you know, whatever. They're not selfish. So that's a good thing to see. Yeah, that's a good thing to see.
Yeah, man. That's dope, man. You know, all this trash talking, they be talking about Brun. And you just see what that boy doing, man. He's just a great person, you know what I'm saying? He's a great person, man.
Great person, great plan, great strategy, man. Who cares who's the best out of LeBron and Michael Jordan?
Right.
I knew somebody had to bring that up. You know, being from the South myself, you know, it's the boy Kansas, one time from the building, born and raised in the South. I got to give love, though, man. That Mike was the dopest in that era. There's no comparison in eras. Right now, LeBron is king, crowned, hands down, period. I don't. We can't say who would be the best in which era. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you know, you know how people are.
Right,
they, when they see one person, you know, doing well or really dominant, try to do a comparison. You know what I'm saying? The way to
exactly.
joke.
Exactly. it's got good though. Yeah.
It's doing, you know.
That's Did I hear Big Joe was on the line? I wasn't for sure if he was on yet or not. But while we waiting on him to come in, we had a topic, Calvin. We had a topic we was talking about the other day. Do you mind bringing that up?
Oh, man. It's funny, man.
You know, I'm talking about this. You know, I have 11-year-old daughter, you know, and I was talking to you, man. I was like, it's just so hard.
Give a whooping when you're out of line. You know what I'm saying? I never whoop my kids. You know, I'm hard, harsh talk, you know, and try to
Hold on. Cal, if you can try to adjust your phone, you're going in and out.
What you are too. My bar's all the way up. Do y'all hear me now?
Okay.
Hey, listen, but because you're going all in and out, man, I missed the topic. What was the topic?
The topic was basically about whooping your kids. He had a situation where, you know, his daughter is 11, and disciplining her now is different from disciplining her when she was smaller. And the thing was, you know, nowadays, you know, we can't. It's not like we can't whoop them, but it's that one thing where you get that look in their face and you remember them as a little one, and you try to whoop them with discipline. Yeah, yeah.
You better close your eyes. You better close your eyes.
Hey, let me tell you, man. When this was happening, right? I was with my baby mother. She has other kids, but that's not mine. But I would discipline them. I would whoop them. Man, when it came to my daughter, I don't know what it was, man. I just couldn't put my hands on my daughter. I don't know, man.
You can beat other people's kids, but you can't beat your own kids.
It can't be your own, man. I was hoping I wasn't hearing that, but I was. Hey, man.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is, man. I'll get to that point.
But
I just can't do it.
Hey, man, I was raised in the era with all the neighbors whooped our ass. So all my kids, Jeff's kids, they all got the same thing. If you were wrong, you were getting that ass whooped. I mean, that's basically what it was, man. I'm just going to say it like that. You know?
I might give you a hug afterwards
and tell you, hey, I might give you a hug afterwards and tell you, I love you. Just don't act like this no more. Let's go get some ice cream. But don't think that you're going to get here and act up to get your butt whooped just so you can get some ice cream. We cut that out, too. But I'm just letting you know. I still love you, but I'm going to get in that ass.
I was wondering about that because I was like, man, if I was going to get some ice cream after whooping, I think I'd
take this L. Yeah, I might go there. Take this L.
Hey, look. Cal, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I'm going to give you some advice. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You close your eyes and you beat your kids.
Wait a minute. If I close my eyes, I ain't going to... If I close my eyes,
you
can't look what I'm hitting.
It don't matter. It don't matter. Just hit.
Just swing, huh?
Just
swing.
Just hit. Just hit.
Like you're going to bust a pinata. Just put a bandana across your eyes and bust that pinata.
If that's what it takes. I mean, if you got to blindfold yourself, I mean, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Hey,
when
you blindfold yourself, them other kids better be out the way
because
you ain't responsible for where
they'll
fly.
You know what I mean? Everybody getting it. Whoever close, whoever close
going to
get it.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
As far as I'm concerned, if they're in the room while you whooping them, then they deserve the whooping too.
Yeah, they ain't done it.
You know,
they're part of it.
Yeah,
hey, but
you know,
remember,
if they're in the room, then that means they're an accomplice. So get everybody.
Right. But don't y'all remember when something happened? Say for instance, if the kids all in the room and somebody start crying or something happened, some break in the house, and then you try to ask who did it, and it's more than one, and everybody's saying I don't know. Everybody used to get it. Everybody used to get
it. That's what the
if nobody telling the truth, if nobody telling the truth, everybody finna get a whooping.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody telling. That's a community ass whooping. Everybody did it.
Everybody did that whooping.
You know,
that's
I bust out and I'll be like, one band, one sound. And that sound is a crack of my belt or across that ass. Okay.
No ass left behind. Football.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Nick Cannon.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm crazy.
Man.
So before we get to the main topic, Big Joe, be on standby, brother, because we coming with your topic. But I seen something pop up on the news about John Legend and his wife Christy. They lost their son. They lost their little baby, man. So I just want to say we're gonna keep them in prayer, man. Keep them in prayer, man, because that's a bad loss right there. I mean, not too long had that baby, and then all of a sudden, you know, the baby died. So don't know why.
Oh, I thought it was a miscarriage. I thought it was a miscarriage too.
Well, you know what? It could have been, but I think what they showed was a picture of Christy in the hospital bed holding the baby. So maybe it was a miscarriage. Or, you know, something like that.
Okay.
Maybe they just showed a previous picture or something of her and a last kid or something.
Right.
But they were saying that the baby son, I think his name was Jack or something like that, passed away. So, yeah, again, I just wanted to put that out there, man. We said prayer for them. You know, it's not easy to lose a child. So.
Yeah, man. It
hurts. With that being
said, who is in the forest with all these birds?
I know. I didn't hear birds, airplanes.
Yo, he said he was out in nature today enjoying lifestyle and everything. You know, enjoying the earth, Mother Earth.
Hey, listen. It's about a balance, brother. I had to put my feet in the grass. Hey, you know, I would love to be right there in the midst of the brethren, but, you know, I had to get some of this fresh air there.
What are you doing? Are you on a hike? He over there hiking.
Ain't nothing wrong if you like to hug trees.
Shout out to
tree huggers.
Tree huggers. Yeah, tree huggers. Shout out to y'all.
Hold on.
Shout out to tree huggers. That's right.
That's funny. That is funny.
I mean, it's just going down. I mean, if you get chased by a bear, I want you to know you're on your own.
That part right there.
If you get chased by a bear, you're gonna turn from a tree hugger to a tree smoker. Trust me, you're gonna eat that.
That's a whole nother situation right there. That's a whole nother situation.
fun either. All right, listen. We gotta get to the nitty gritty. We gotta get some callers calling in to get some questions or some feedback on this next topic. Big Joe, are you ready, sir?
All right, y'all. I am ready. Y'all know we're gonna have to go to the lines.
Definitely.
There is a story that made me want to know some things today, and we're, of course, this is the men's show, when men talk, and we want the ladies' insight today, if we have any. Let me tell you the story first.
Real quick, I'm sorry. The call-in number, if you guys want to call in, after we talk about this topic, the call-in number is 563-999-3456.
I just wanted to repeat
yes,
you.
Sir.
I don't know why.
No, go ahead.
I wanted to give you that echo. You know, every once in a while
yeah,
you get
yeah.
an echo.
All right, cool. 563.
563-999-3456.
Don't talk about it.
We don't need to. All right, so check it out, y'all. A man kills his wife's side dude and forces her to decapitate him. A New Hampshire man is accused of murdering his wife's male lover, later forcing her to decapitate him to help dispose of the body. Armando Barron and Brittany Barron were charged in the death of 25-year-old Jonathan Assailant. The wife confessed to the police after she was allegedly caught disposing of Jonathan's remains, which included his headless body. "I'm in big trouble," Brittany Barron said to the police, who found her in the woods. Be careful, A.T. Black, while you're out there in the woods.
Yes, sir. Be careful. Be careful.
Well, being black in the woods,
broke.
That's a hashtag. Go ahead, brother.
It went crazy. In her statement, Brittany said that last Saturday, her husband went through her phone, realized she was romantically involved with Jonathan, her coworker. Armando allegedly flew into a rage, beating and choking her until she passed out. Later that night, police said he came up with a plan to murder the side dude. He used his wife's phone to do it. He allegedly texted Jonathan and lured him to the park. Once Jonathan arrived, Armando viciously beat the victim. The wife said then she tried to force him to shoot him or crush his throat with her foot. When she refused, Armando allegedly shot Jonathan 3 times, killing him. Armando then ordered his wife to drive the lover's body to a campsite and dispose of his body. He communicated to her that once the sun came up the next morning, he would forgive her. But once there, the nightmare did not end. Brittany Barron claims that Armando then made her saw off Jonathan's head, which was then buried in the dirt. The next part of the plan was to dig a grave for the rest of the body. Armando's plan was to drive to Keene and send texts from Jonathan's phone to throw off anyone looking for the young man. Horrible story.
It's a horrible story. Allegedly, Armando and his sick head also told her that, you're trying to get some head. I'm going to show you how to stay ahead of the game. Okay, go ahead.
Wow.
In one way or another. Brings me to my question.
After she did it, he said, allegedly, he said, okay, I'm headed out. Okay, I'm done, y'all. Okay.
Hold on, Paul. Don't lose your head on this one. Now.
Don't let it go to your head.
Don't let it go to your head. Sorry.
Not at all. I got it. I just got to ask, What makes a woman cheat?
Oh, man.
Here you have a situation where a woman is going to decapitate her side dude's head. Well, I have to ask, what makes a woman cheat? Where you at, women?
I don't know. We might have to flip a coin on this one. Who got it?
You know, it's...
I'm so sorry. FCC and everybody come down on me. Hey, that was me. That had nothing. Hey, look. The comments and thoughts of AT Black do not necessarily reflect the thoughts and ideas of We Talk Radio or any other fellas on the call. Okay, there we go.
What you think she was probably missing? I mean, she had a work husband. You know, was she missing communication? Was she missing intimacy? Was she? I don't know. What was she just lonely? What was going on?
You know, probably those things. Maybe. Did she know that her husband was this way though?
If that man, it sounded like the way the story was explained, it sounded like he had hit me. So you know,
well,
it sounded like he had done it.
If he wasn't, he was practicing. That's.
You know,
that's for sure.
They cutting heads off and burying bodies. Yeah, he done
made
that
her.
For real.
He made her cut off the head. He didn't even cut it off.
After
he made her cut it. And told her once the sun came, I will forgive you.
Oh, thank you.
But see, in that,
hey, y'all
in,
know, oh,
in
wait,
that,
wait, wait.
in that same
you know,
sense. What he said was he made her saw off the head. Not cut,
yeah.
But chopped, saw. So that took some time. You can't just cut no head. Well, you can't saw no head off just that easily. You know what I mean? It takes time. You gotta really dig in there. And it depends on what you saw the head off with. Oh, man. You got to be a pretty evil person to cut somebody's head off, man.
Hold on. I'm nervous right now just having this conversation. What you mean? It depends on what. How many times you done sawed off somebody's head over there? It depends on what you're using. You find out I'm on the phone with a bunch of killers and hit men. I'm just telling you now.
I got one thing to say. All I know is this topic is giving me a headache. And drop off, y'all.
Wow.
I'm just going to listen the rest of the time, man. I got to drop off. But I got a whole headache from this. But caller, you're on the phone. Ask your question.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
What's up? Is this Miss
Kia B? It is. Hello. Y'all act like y'all scared. Y'all said, uh-oh, like it was a bad thing. I heard a question that said, why do women cheat? I just, you know, I wanted to respond to that. I know we got another lady that wants to say something, so I won't take too much time, but I really hate AT Black got off the line. He must have got scared or something. Like, he didn't want to know a real answer about why women cheat. Shout out to AT Black.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so, y'all,
I'm looking outside, man. I'm still here. Go ahead. I'm going to hear it. Tell me right now. I'm going to hear it.
I really do want to tell you guys, seriously, there are many different reasons as to why women cheat. That specific situation, there may have been a lot of different pieces that we really don't know going on. The guy sounds like he already may have been an abuser to a certain degree, maybe very aggressive. Maybe that aggression came out, you know, throughout the relationship. Maybe it was already there. Whatever happened, she felt a connection with someone else at her job, right? Why does she feel the need to have that connection? Because she was missing something, whatever it was, inside that relationship. Now, one of two things happened. Either she had it when she got there, or it was never there, and she just ignored it the entire time she was in that relationship. And then all of a sudden, somebody came by and was able to give her that attention that she needed, because it's all really about a conversation. Women just like to talk, y'all. Quit playing. They just want you to listen to what they got to say and act like you care. And when you don't, somebody around the corner is like, I care, baby. Don't worry about it. It's all right. Now, even though she might be like, I just need a friend, he waiting on them panties to drop. I'm just saying. Let's just keep it real. So there are many different reasons why people cheat. In this situation right here, it may have been that situation there. She just needed somebody else, to listen to her. She was going through something with her main dude, and this dude was there as a listening ear, and unfortunately he had to give his whole head in the process, not just his ear.
Wow.
Okay.
Sometimes giving head to go wrong.
Shout out to the family that lost a loved one. Okay, next caller, y'all. Well, thank you for having me on the show. Well, first of all, let me say this. Second of all, I'm sorry. Congratulations on an extraordinary show. When Men Talk is absolutely amazing. Y'all are blowing all the other shows out of the water. Shout out to y'all.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And pay attention or you'll lose your head.
That means a little head goes a long way.
Listen, we got another caller. Go ahead. I think this is our producer. Go ahead, caller.
So, women cheat because they're not getting what they want at home, and they know that their man is cheating, so they think two can play their game and end up somebody getting burnt or chopped up in the end process because of feelings or lack of attention at home. I mean, it's just so much that triple A's and double A's can do for you. So you need that real
person.
I'm just saying.
Wait, she said triple A. Sound like she got experience.
Her's got different girls.
Black men don't cheat. What'd you say?
I said, I'm so glad black men don't cheat.
Look, somebody better call in now and say something on that. You trying to get them on the line, ain't you? You know them phones.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? You know. I mean, black men are the most honest men ever. And if a black man cheat, you know what I'm saying? It's because of the woman. Ain't doing what she's supposed to be doing.
So can the same thing be said about a woman cheat?
If the man not doing what he's supposed to be doing at home, now what is he supposed to be doing at home? If he's supposed to do everything she say, and if she feel like he not doing what she say, is that when she go out or what? I mean, or they might call in after this, or do they complain to their girlfriends or whatever about how small the thing is? I'm just saying, I don't know. We assuming, right?
I think they're just a bunch of freaks.
Right, they're just a bunch of freaks. That's how it is.
I wouldn't gonna go there.
Hey, might as well. They not calling in, bro. We gotta give them some ammo. Go ahead.
So now we're going to give them ammunition, and you want me to help you fire these guns.
Hey, man, because when they get on, look.
Y'all want to help?
Listen. When they get on, I'm going to be silent. Silent. We got to listen.
Y'all want to answer for real?
Yeah, go ahead. We need the real answer.
Now,
real.
Head game. You're stronger than the D game.
Oh, we back on his head thing. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
The head game got to be stronger than the D game.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that solves that answer. Okay.
That's just for certain women. That's just for certain women because every woman does not like. Every woman isn't there. You got to know your woman. That's real talk. B-Ray brings up a great point. Because, see, some women, that's not where they are. That D game better be strong. You better quit playing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked for it.
You did.
Yeah.
You wanted to know. Yeah. Real talk. I'm going to be honest with you. Real talk, 100%. You and your girl could be in the middle of something straight. I could be fighting for real. And then all of it, no, it's not. But we're on this portion of it, so we can talk about it. But no, it is not all just sexual. But if y'all are in the middle of a heated argument and you lay it down right, she's going to forget it. Real talk about half of that argument.
Yeah, that makeup is all.
Yeah.
You're going out, Big Joe, brother.
Did I lose you?
Yeah. Go ahead. Repeat that.
I said we're not talking about a makeup or breakup. We're trying to find out what makes the woman cheat.
Lack of communication. Lack of communication. Lack of affection. Lack of being what you're supposed to be, the head of the household. Lack of all of that. So. They lack in somewhere, so you gotta know. Y'all ain't the only one that cheat because we still got a black book somewhere that y'all don't even know about. So don't ever think that y'all the only one with a little black book or another phone that don't nobody know about. Okay?
Oh, yeah, we didn't think
don't
that.
Don't ever think. Don't ever think that. Because everybody got a past. Everybody got friends.
What about the good women, B-Ray? What about the ones that's good to their men, though?
It ain't good. That's what she just said. It ain't good.
See,
those ones.
But y'all make us bad because of the lack of. it's some good things that you just make us like that when y'all lack the things that we need and want. Lack of affection, not sexual, but just affection. The morning sex,
why not?
You know, the night sex.
Why not? If you ain't getting all that, why not just leave?
Why would I want to leave if we married? If this was
cheating and married. Oh, no.
So you'd rather cheat and be married and be miserable in a relationship rather than just leave and find leave and find something that makes you happy?
Yeah, come on, B-Ray, I need you to clean this one up.
This
lady was married. This lady that had to decapitate her side boo's head was married.
And that's what I was speaking of. Now, if we just single, if we just dating, boyfriend, girlfriend, hey, it's fair game until you show the right stuff.
You know what? It's crazy. You know what's been crazy? What I find crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy that a woman be in a relationship that's toxic. She know it's toxic. She know how this dude is. She would stay there and endure all the pain. Instead of just leave. Why do you do that?
Because a lot of times you feel like, not that you can necessarily change that person, but a lot of times it did not start out toxic. And so you hold on hoping that that person will, you know, go back to who they were. Usually they're showing their true stripes and you just don't realize it. You know, sometimes in relationships, you know, people are people. You know, they just, at the end of the day, you just want love. And so when a person shows you love, And then all of a sudden they switch up. You really hold on. I'm telling you the real reason. There's no excuse for it.
It's still baffling because some of that stuff be going on for years. You'll be getting beat for years, getting cheated on for years, getting abused for years. What the hell? I'm not gonna stay in a relationship where my wife is slapping the hell out of me every 3-4 days, and I'm miserable, and I'm not happy. I'm finna leave.
Stockholm syndrome.
Bro, I don't give a damn how good that was in the beginning. If I'm miserable now, and you're not showing no signs of improvement or change, then it's time to go.
Everybody's just not there. It's unfortunate. I wish we could be.
I said I have an anonymous message that came through on my text that wanted to say something, but they didn't want to say it on the air. It says, the reason men and women cheat is because they think the grass is greener on the other side when it's really not.
No, it ain't. We've all turned over grass.
Yeah.
That's what they call it, not me. So that was their opinion for the day, not mine.
Go ahead,
Kyle.
What you were
saying? I can see that. Hmm? It is a good point because of the fantasy of the other one. And you got to remember also the side dude is saying everything he can to continue on with the affair.
Yeah, and it's new. Probably.
Yeah.
Excitement.
Now, somebody a minute ago mentioned Stockholm syndrome. Just real quick, I want to go back to that because that's somebody just sent me a message about that. We do have people tuned in, and somebody just said they could hear somebody saying Stockholm syndrome. Stockholm syndrome is actually a real syndrome, and I'm not trying to interfere with the men's show today, but I did want to let y'all know that the Stockholm syndrome is the feelings of trust or affection felt in many cases, kidnapping or hostage taking by a victim toward a captor. And so what happens is a lot of times when you're in a relationship, you also get to have Stockholm syndrome with your abuser. It is not anything that is anybody wants to have, but it's just something that actually naturally happens when with a captor and a victim. So I just wanted to let y'all know that. And it's not always in people being kidnapped situations. Sometimes it is in relationships that Stockholm syndrome will develop.
And that's primarily with the mental and physical. I mean, mental and emotional, not just physical. And, you know, when you were saying earlier, bro, where how could you stay in that long? I ain't going to be one to say that long. You know, sometimes you don't know what your mental capacity is. You think you know? But sometimes you don't. Once you start getting locked into that relationship or thinking that you're going to get that love eventually, it's all going to come back. You're sitting and waiting. But that's when that mental and emotional prison comes into play. Then your ass locked in. You just can't move. You're frozen.
And a lot of times the abuser will come back and buy the victim a gift or apologize, I love you, baby, and it makes it better to a certain degree. It really doesn't make it better. But in the victim's mind, it does. So, and in the captor's mind, it does as well. So.
Yeah.
But it's really not
like,
better.
Maybe like your situation, the topic you brought up earlier with the side piece, you know, getting killed and forcing the wife to cut the head off. She could have been that type of, you know, situation. For all we know, we don't know the full story. But
one of the things that was said in the story, don't mean to cut you off, but one of the things that was said story was that he told her that once the sun came up, if she did it, I will forgive you. So there has to be something controlling her other than the fact that he can beat her up and choke her out. But there had to be something that controlled her to make her go through with the plan.
Right.
Actually forgive her. It's not like that she took her headless body to the police station or she, you know what I mean, she was found. It didn't say anything about they were found together.
So should that lady go to jail for that, or should she tell her story and get off?
Yeah,
no, she got to go to jail.
At the end of the day, she still knew right from wrong. You know that you are burying a body. You know who the person is. You know the whole situation. I mean, if the person gave you the car and told you to go bury him, how come you couldn't pull over and call the police and say, hey, this is what's going on. Here's the body.
Right. What if her defense is she was abused and scared for her life?
You still went along with it.
What is the difference between her and somebody that's riding in a car with somebody that says, hey, I'm going to go rob the store? He don't tell you that he's going to go rob the store. You're just in the car with him. So you become an accomplice. So what is the difference between her? At the end of the day, she still buried the body, or she was still going out with the plan to bury the body. I don't know exactly how far she went with the plan, but she was going alone.
Now it's possible she get a lesser sentence. She might get something less, but she's still gonna get something.
I was just about to say something about her charges. It shouldn't be like second degree murder or something like that. It should be, you know, she should go to jail for at least tampering with a dead body.
The story said that the dude came up with the plan, so she already knew what was going on. She got
the same amount of time. The story said that when she came to, he was, I guess, he choked out and put her in the car from the way the story is sounding. Met up with the dude in the park using her phone, and you know, when supposedly from the way the story sounds. Either way it goes, even there's a point where she has to be a hostage. Regardless, there's a point that she has to be a hostage, because even if he didn't beat the hell out of her and made her get in the car, she's still a hostage. After he put his hands on her, she became a hostage at that point. I don't think that she should have a murder charge, but in the same sense, you're tampering with evidence. You're decapitating the head. You're decapitating a body.
Right.
You're going through with it. When the police found her, they found a headless corpse.
Yeah.
So somewhere in there, and the police and the court didn't say again that they found them. It said that they found her.
So once
at a point of freedom, you don't go for any kind of help.
Right.
You don't go for any kind of assistance. You know what I mean? If somebody beat me and told me to do this, and then I've done it. I understand that the point of I've done it. But once you let me free, I have every opportunity to say, hey, this is what happened, and this is the evidence. They made me do it. I didn't have anything, you know, it was either do it or die. But the evidence is right here. I think that will go further than me actually trying to go through with the crime and get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing of it is he had a whole plan hooked up. He was driving somewhere else and sending messages to her phone, and to other people, making it seem like the boy was still alive.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, the man was still alive.
Right.
So there was a whole plan and plot worked out. You went through with the plot when the police found you. You know what I mean? There was no way in there to where you said, hey, I need help. This is what's going on. I'm black and blue. Look at my face. So you went through with it. So it's kind of hard not to throw the book at you.
Yeah, that's a good one. Listen, I know we've been talking. It's been good conversation so far, fellas. We're going to take a quick music break. We're going to have a music played, and then we're going to come right back. Right here on When Men Talk on We Talk Radio. Y'all sit back and let's listen to some music right now.
Girl, I want to see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Bounce that booty on the floor. Shake till you get a little soft. Show them your mama made up. Go on here, get a little low. Shake that boot in the car. Shake that boot in the stove. Pop it, stop it, drop it, pop it. If I hit a Lexus guy, I'm a rocket. I ain't got no heart. I can't be loyal to you. You weren't here from the start. Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty? That big old booty?
Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Dang. Skinny petite. Dang. I know my b- love me. Dang. Cause she rub my feet. Dang. Dang. You don't touch me, somebody gonna touch me. You don't f*** me, somebody gonna f***. You don't love me, somebody gonna love me. Dang. When I don't walk, I gotta go and get it. Shake that booty, I come visit. If you thick, I might hit it. Dang. Shake that booty for a ride. Dang. Shake that booty on live. Dang. Shake that booty outside. Dang. Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty? That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
That's right. That's right. We are. That's right. That's right. We are back on When Men Talk on We Talk Radio. Y'all having a good time?
I'm confused about that last song. I'm confused.
What you mean, bro?
Going Mike Tyson on booty.
He's gonna knock it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna change mine and I'm gonna go with yours. I think that's what he meant. He wanted to bite the booty. I'm with that one. That makes more sense.
Mike Tyson on that booty.
That means a couple of levels. I mean, does that mean you're going crazy on the booty? You beating the booty up or you biting the booty off?
I think it's all the above. All the above. Yeah. That's what he's doing to the booty.
There's some strange things going on to the booty.
Man, to the booty, that big old booty. I don't even know what that is.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. When the song came on, I was kind of jamming out the whole way through.
I heard you. Look, we heard you. I said, man, Mike, mute your phone, bro. Mute your phone. Kyle over there jamming.
That's my jam right there, man.
Yeah, hey, so when it come on, man, hey, I was doing the same thing, bro. That was my joint. That was my thing. Hey, listen, man. Let's change it up, man. I want to change it up real quick. Man, I know y'all watched the debate the other day with, President Trump and Biden. But how y'all feeling? What are y'all thoughts on the president testing positive for COVID? Him and his wife.
I think it's a hoax. I think, man, Donald Trump is a hustler, man. He got a plan. Donald Trump is a hustler, and I think it's part of whatever plan he got going on. I don't think he got COVID. The president of the United States, man, he ain't got no damn COVID.
Mm.
I second that motion.
Anybody?
When I first heard of the story, the very first thing that jumped into my mind was, this is the way to get the sympathy vote. This is the way to get the sympathy vote. Now I can get y'all looking at me and having sympathy on me and have pity on me. And I think it's a hoax.
Exactly.
I think it was just a way to try to tug at America's heart. and say, oh, look, mm-hmm. he is human after all.
That's good. Well, my thought on it is I agree 100% with everybody that's saying there's a hoax. Think about it. Like you said, Cal, the president of the United States, really? Don't you think he probably got some kind of vaccine or whatever the case may be? I look at it like this. All right, you know, we it's October. Monday is the last day to register to vote, and then we have we're a month away from election. If he brought this story out, I think it's going to be more so like, oh, I finally came up with a vax, you know, a vaccine or whatever, and what he's going to try to do is push that within a month. Hey, we got this, and now people can start getting, you know, these shots or whatever, so they can, you know, start to feel better or, you know, not to have COVID no more, and then that's going to push his election to where people will vote for him again. That's probably what he's thinking in his mind. So, I that's just my thought, but I agree totally 100% with y'all. I mean, now, out of all this time, you done been all these places, done been everybody's face, and you're not wearing no mask. Now, all of a sudden, you got COVID? Really? I don't believe that.
I agree. But there's a part of me that also have to be realistic about the COVID. It's as common as the common cold. I mean, you can get it as easily as a common cold.
Right.
So with that being said, I mean, just because you're the president couldn't stop you from getting a cold.
Right.
But in the same sense, I think that being the way the situation is going, I think it's a little bit easier for him to spin it. Exactly. He could spin it one of the ways that you mentioned, or it could just also be just a way to try to get America to have sympathy or compassion for him,
right,
which no one is having. It's one of those type of situations where we won't really know until he's in the hospital.
He went out.
Yeah, he went out. I didn't hear him on that one.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So on the story, it said that yesterday they got picked up by a helicopter from the White House, and they got sent to a military hospital, and that's where he was going to do his work and all that. So, you know, again, it's publicity, I believe, like you said, for that sympathy. You know, but I mean, what if he really does have it? You know,
yeah,
that's the part. And if he does have it, I would have to apologize and say sorry. You know, hope you get better. But
somebody was about to say
like,
Come on. No, I was about to say, you know, I agree that it's a potential. I believe it's a hoax, but I believe it for different reasons, because I am not I'm not anti-Trump, but I think there's a lot more going on. So I mean, because when he's not pushing the vaccine, there's a lot of organizations under him. We push a lot of people point fingers at this man. So let me throw this claim as well. I'm not pro any party, but I listen to a lot of what he says, and I go to whitehouse.gov and read executive orders and see what he's doing. But with that being said, he's not pushing for vaccines.
He is
just putting the information out that's coming out. Now, yes, he was pushing, you know, to speak to the masses, say vaccines are coming, but that's not
So we could always question, why is Bill Gates pushing vaccines? You know, he's the spokesperson for vaccines. Why? You know, there is a lot more bigger.
Right now.
Say it again.
I said, and the Democratic Party right now is pushing the vaccine.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Right. And that's why I say, you know, I'm not pro any party, but I just say, let's watch the real political climate of what's really going on. You know, ask a little more questions. And, you know, I hope he doesn't have it, and I hope he's not really sick and not trying to push, you know, pull some other agenda. But, you know, if we're going to touch on politics a little bit, you know, just stray away from him a little bit, I think we, especially black men, we need to be more pushing to our lower level politics instead of looking at what the vice president and the president doing. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we need to push for, because them doing all that semantics and show, and, you know, they doing the showboat on television. I mean, stop it. You know, the lawmakers are the ones that we need to be really pointing fingers at, the ones in the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And our local.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I hope he ain't sick, but, you know, he got some other shit going on. Because, you know, just so y'all know, another conversation, I'll talk about low key conspiracy theories as well. So, we can talk about that another time.
Mm. That was good.
That's good.
Good news, man.
Yeah, that was good.
You know, we always got to stay up on the politics. You know, it's good to hear that. That makes us want to, you know, tune in some more and, you know, listen and see what's actually going on, and to know, you know, what we're voting for, know, you know, the different laws and the different things that they're pushing and all that. So that's good news. That's always good news. Anything else, man? I mean, yeah. Hey, listen. We talking, man. I'm having a good time with y'all. If anybody want to bring up a topic or whatever, we can do that. Again, this is We Talk Radio, When Men Talk on Saturday. This is T. Smiley alongside with Big Joke, Cal,
I'm right
AT
here.
Black. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Y'all go ahead.
What's been happening in sports news?
Sports news. All right. Sports news, of course. We talked about it earlier. Of course, we're talking about the NBA. Lakers, they won last night 124-114 against the Miami Heat. And the Lakers go up 2-0 in this series. And before we know it, they're going to be the champions. Or do y'all think different?
Well, you must be crazy. Come on, talk to me.
You know the Heat is not going to do nothing. The boys are going to get swept. If they win one, it's going to be surprising.
Wow. I was actually surprised that they made it to the finals.
Right.
Out of all the teams, bro. But listen to what I'm saying. The East ain't that strong. So it's hard in the West. East ain't really got a whole bunch of good teams like that though.
Yeah, but they got enough for Miami. I mean, I didn't even see that coming. I really didn't
at all. And that's only because Jimmy Butler went down there. I believe. I think they think Philly would have probably been the ones who gave a better run if he stayed in Philly. Truth be told. Because they're probably the strongest, really. Because Miami, he don't have any real support down there. Where's the, like, it's three players against the Lakers.
Yeah.
The whole squad. Because even the Lakers bench is balling, man. I'm sorry, but
yeah.
Right. you bring in somebody like what's his name, J.R. Smith, and let him play defense on Jimmy Butler, maybe in the fourth, you know. All
right.
JR gonna do is all he gonna do is get in his head because of the kind of player he is. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he do, right? So yeah, I mean they wasn't ready for that. They were not, and they built this team over the last year to dominate the rest of the NBA. Period. So it's just what it was.
Which is
which is another almost has it taken away from the game? Now you have so many superstars on the same team. Has it taken away from the actual competition of the game? Now it's I'm going to blow everybody out. It seems like.
I say no. Go ahead. I'll let you finish, but I say no.
Has it taken away from the actual competition of the games? Where we're used to an era to seeing where you had normally two, maybe three dominant players on one team. Now you got a whole five dominant team, five starting five that can start anywhere. You used to have just two role players, or maybe two role players and a decent starter. Jordan wasn't the Jordan we know and love until he got Scottie Pippen. I understand that. But at the same sense, we've seen eras where Charles Barkley, Scottie Pippen, the Dream, Hakeem, and Clyde Drexler all on the same team, and they didn't get a ring. Has it taken away from the actual competition? Hey, let me play with my buddy instead of let me play against my buddy. Has it taken away from?
No. And the reason why I say no is because everybody was saying the same thing. That was the same thing that was being said when the Warriors got everybody on their team and they started winning. You know what I mean? So, no. That's why I say no, because the Warriors did it. And look what they did. They won how many? They won back to back.
But let me give you the devil's advocate on that. What about the other teams they play, though? I mean, because we don't have the one superstar on multiple, you know, on each squad out there, every team out there. Because most of the time it was like my man was just saying, like Joe was saying, like you got one and a strong possible and three good role players. But now you got four and a possible on every squad, or five strong and five possibles on the bench. Like they will never lose, and then that leaves the other 75% of the teams out there. Well, we might as well go and play varsity because we like the JV team. That's what it looked like every time. You know what I mean?
No, you're good. But that's what was being said and stuff about the Warriors. Think about it. You had everybody trying to beat the Warriors, but you had Steph Curry, you had Thomas, you had. At one point, you had what's his name? Green. You know, Green. He was that, you know, possible, because sometimes he will bring it, and sometimes they'll leave him open for the three. Why? Because he wasn't gonna make it. But again, they had a whole squad.
You were almost rooting for the underdog, because you were happy to see that they got all this talent, but they couldn't get it together. It was like a lot of people only became Golden State fans once they got all the superstars.
Right. Yeah.
They wasn't Golden State fans when Golden State had Baron Davis and was come on, man. They wouldn't Golden State fans then. Once they got Steve Carey, and then once they got Kevin Durant, it was like, oh, it's a wrap.
Right.
They had, you know, Clay. They had Steve. The other pieces, it was like teams saying, okay, well, hey, I can't beat them. Might as well join them.
Right.
Which is not something that the NBA has not seen before. Because we've seen it so many times. Again, we've seen it with Houston. We've seen it with the Lakers. Remember when they got Karl Malone and still didn't get a ring? We have seen it where teams have stacked up, but
what happened to the actual competition of the game? The you had Jordan and Pippen, you had Magic and James Worthy, you had, you know, Karl Malone and John Stockton. You had the 1-2. You had the 1-2. Now you got the 1-2-3-4 against teams that's barely got the 1-2 because you didn't took their 3-4 or you didn't took their other 1-2.
I think it make them play harder, man. You know.
Well, of course.
I don't think it takes away from the game. I think it probably just, you know, just makes people more hungrier. You know what I'm saying? I got to beat this giant team. You know what I'm saying? Brings out the extra skills, you know, of a real ball player.
But what about for the fan? What about for the fan?
I like that. I like being, it's like David and Goliath, the underdog. You know what I'm saying? If you take out that big team, then how much more victorious is that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
In football, I would say yes. In basketball, the problem with a championship in that theory is, okay, I done gave you my best and I beat you one time, but we have a 7-game stretch.
Yeah.
What happens when I give you my all just to beat you that one time, but you just had an off night that night, and we talking game two, and now my confidence is shot because I'm feeling like, okay, we should do it. So my confidence is so high, and the next night we get mocked by 40. And we only won by 3.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying, though. But I don't know, man. It just makes me want to. I mean, if I was in that position, it would make me want to play harder. You know what I'm saying? You know, because it's not like they not unbeatable. They can be beat. They just got to be. I mean, you know, because basketball is more to me.
I gotta go there then. So you mean to tell me you actually think that in a 7-game series, Miami is going to beat the Lakers?
No, not this game. Not this scenario. No. But this is a team
that has the 1-2, right? Right. Miami only has the 1-2 with the 3 possible. This is the exact scenario of the situation that we're talking about. We have a team that has the 1-2, and then you have another team that's got 4 and 5 possible, or 6 possible. One of the possibles is starting, so that really means they got 7 possibles on the bench and got 4 starters.
Yeah, you're right. That's hard.
Any team they go to. That will be a number one starter on any team. We'll be that team's big name.
Yeah, that's right.
No matter where they go.
Yeah, that's good. And you got
Miami that only got 2. We got. It's almost like playing spades, man. I got 2 and 3 possibles.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that, man.
Against somebody and say, man, I got 8 books in my hand. You got 8? You got 8. I only got 2 and 3 possible. How you get 8?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
This is the perfect scenario. As a fan, how do you really root for your team knowing that going in, they finna get drugged?
Yeah.
You got to be a diehard fan, man. Diehard fan. I mean.
Yeah. Guess they gonna have to spray
them
down,
too. Yeah. I mean, maybe next season. Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe next season. Maybe next season. You know. But
well, all right, man.
I don't know, man. I think. Okay.
No, go ahead.
I gotta hear what you were gonna say.
Yeah, go ahead.
All I was gonna say is I just think. I mean, it was great how LeBron. You know what I'm saying? How he was able to put that together and go all the way. I mean, it's a perfect plan. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was perfect. It took it all away.
With that being said,
you're gonna have to hurry up and end the show on that note because I got so much to say. we just gonna end the show right there.
Listen, man, y'all stay tuned. Y'all stay tuned. We're gonna be back again next Saturday with Men Talk on We Talk Radio. It's been a pleasure. Being with you guys on today. I had fun. I hope y'all fellas have fun. Y'all tune in. Tomorrow is brand new day with Emily Blue at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Right after that, we will have our very own B-Ray with Shine Lord Radio here on We Talk Radio. As we always do, we end out the show with a... Yes, at 6 o'clock. Today, 6 o'clock today, my bad. Y'all tune in. Come back and listen to Mind, Body, and Soul with our very own Big Joe tonight at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. As we always do, we're going to end the show with a word of prayer. Big Joe, would you mind praying us out?
I got you. Heavenly Father, we come in the most humblest way we know how, Lord. Just saying thank you, Heavenly Father. We say thank you for laughter. We say thank you for this opportunity, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless right now. As you see fit, how you see fit, we'll do nothing but give you the praise and say thank you. Heavenly Father, if there's anyone that is listening to me right now, Heavenly Father, that don't know you, Heavenly Father, we ask that you come in right now and give them an opportunity to have a relationship with you, to have a real connection with you. We thank you, Lord. We give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is When Men Talk on We Talk Radio. Let's jam out to some music. We'll see y'all next week.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips, in fact I'm down in this. You say with my boobay tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my base stuff. I know that it's good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Eat up your per diem, you just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell them be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down. Be humble.
Sit down.
Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Who that thinking that he frontin' on that man?
sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural. I wanna feel some stretch marks. Then I take you down right on your mama's couch in Polo Black. Hey, this is way too crazy. Hey, you do not amaze me. Hey, I blew cool from ACA. Obama just paged me. Hey, I don't fabricate it. Hey, most of y'all be faking. Hey, I stay modest about it. Hey, she elaborated. Hey, this that Grey Poupon, that AV on that TED Talk. Hey, watch my soul speak. You let the med talk. Hey, if I kill an it won't be the alcohol. Hey, I'm the realest after all. Tell them be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down. Be humble. Tell
them
sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble. Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.